Hi everybody, did you see that beautiful eclipse the other day? My goodness, I thought the people in Dallas were the luckiest. It was such an amazing eclipse, beautiful pictures coming out on NASA and such excitement. I really, really enjoyed it. And I do hope to have an opportunity to see it in the next 20 years. I hope you will too. So today I wanted to talk about the Great America. Why do people come to America? It's such a fantastic country. And I just hope that you are taking time to really listen keenly to what is happening in your local government, what's happening around you, the news. And I'm talking about good news, not the rhetoric that you hear across most of the platforms. Today we're going to talk about freedom. Freedom to be. So let's go into it. America is not perfect. It never was. Neither are other countries. But what America is to many people is freedom. Freedom to be. Many people who are born in this country, who have never visited another, let alone visited another city or town, cannot relate to an immigrant who has moved to this United States. For example, an Indian, first time in the United States, was shocked to find there are flies swirling around the same as it is in his own country. He thought the roads were paved with gold, the way previous family and friends described the USA. A Romanian woman began to cry when she saw the plates of food being served, remembering the poor people in her village not having much to eat. The Peruvian journalist who made the decision to leave her country because of the political uproar and to work as a housekeeping attendant to support her family. The Turkish man who came out stating that he was gay, who was afraid to tell his mother while he was living in Turkey. These people are all living in the United States because they simply wanted to be. So why so much anger? When you listen to the news on the mainstream and social media platforms, you feel we are at war. The rhetoric that reverberates over the airways makes you want to hit a pen against a wall. Statements such as, in inverted commas, there is going to be a bloodbath, does not taste good on the lips. And it is not something that we should ignore. A propagandist spreading half-truths, rumors to influence public opinion, who continues to manipulate a section of the population by creating a divide and using derogatory words to describe a particular group of people with the goal to isolate a nation. We have been here before. There have been, in inverted commas, strong men in the past that have tried to throw a wrench in our democracy. Any sane thinking person would believe that these attitudes are just someone who is unhinged. But don't be fooled. These distractions are in play to avert your attention from the tactical expressions of the surrogates in the local government who are lurking and finding ways to change the rights of we the people. Freedom to me does not come easy. It is something that you continuously have to work at. It takes an unending fight for democracy to make whole, to make it perfect. You are angry because of your inept ability to listen. Change is unavoidable, and it is continuous,
and stoking of hatred, retching up your vocabulary to scare people into believing the country is going to the dogs, will fail. We the people are the most powerful with our fingers inked in history, with the blood, sweat, and tears of those who were before us. We have the right to choose who runs the government, to choose who will protect us, not one who thinks he is the cure. So to quote the 15th Amendment of the Constitution, the right of a citizen of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous servitude. You are free to your freedom of speech. We the people have the freedom to vote. We the people have the freedom to be. Thank you for listening, and to see you next time.